Audio Boom. It's a beautiful summer's evening and I'm currently sitting in my bedroom wearing my new pyjamas. And I have to say, I'm a queen when it comes to pyjama sets. Every time I go shopping with my friends, I'm always saying, please take me to the pyjama section. I need to go and have a look. I like comfortableness, if comfortableness is such a word. I like to feel comfortable and just being able to put on a nice new pyjama set, yeah, makes my day. So I was rumbling and rustling and fumbling through my pyjama drawer and I came across a new set and it's just so good. Anyway, that's not the reason why I'm booming. The reason why I'm doing this boom is because I had a treatment that I haven't actually had done in 7 years. And it's one of these treatments that it depends on each individual and how well you look after your skin and whether you have a good skincare regime. Well, I'm quite fastidious when it comes to skincare. And the treatment that I'm talking about is micropigmentation and it's semi-permanent makeup, and I had it done on my eye area, so literally the line where the top eyelashes are and the bottom eyelashes, so it does look like I'm wearing permanent mascara, makeup, eyeliner. Yeah, it's great, and I'm really pleased with it because For someone who is totally blind, it's a real challenge to make sure that your eyeliner is perfect every single time. And if you don't live with anyone sighted or you live on your own, it can be one of those difficult challenges that you kind of come up if you wear makeup. And for me, I like wearing makeup. It's not for anyone else. It's purely for my own self-worth, gratification, all that sort of stuff. So yeah, I'm really pleased. Actually, it took 2 hours and I was like a little wimp, really. I didn't really say anything. I was just secretly kind of holding my breath in parts, thinking, when is it going to be over? Because my eyes are burning. They're literally on fire. It was at moments, yeah, very painful. They do actually put some numbing cream, magic cream I call it, on the eye area, and it did help to some degree. But yeah, when you've got a needle kind of like buzzing along your eyeliner line, it is painful. I can't lie. Anyway, so I had this treatment done and I'm really delighted. Like I've said before, loads of people are really kind of complimentary, and I would have it done again in 7 years. If I look after it, it might need to be topped up before that. It depends on how it takes. Maybe the older you get, the less effective it is. I don't know. Who knows? But we'll see. So I'm now just applying cold cotton pads every now and again to my eyes just to take down some of the swelling. It was embarrassing, like Audio Beam, because once I had the treatment, I didn't just go home. Like any normal person would have gone home, you know, because they're probably too embarrassed to go out walking around with these massive red, swollen, burning eyes. No, you know, I had to go and do some more shopping, didn't I? So I did. People probably looking at me thinking, what on earth has happened to her face? Anyway, I don't use my eyes because I can't see. So, you know, I can keep them closed if need be. So I had one advantage. Anyway, no, I joke. I shouldn't joke, really. So I had to go to Boots to get a few other items and beauty products, and I went to the health food shop to get some amazingly tasty, delicious crisps that I've kind of fallen in love with. I've got to have them in my life because they're so delicious. They're so good for you. They're only 90 calories per bag, and that kind of satisfies my neuroticness. They're so good, honestly. Ah, chickpea crisps. Yeah, the flavours that I brought are just divine. Yeah, they're very similar to Wotsits, but a different texture. They're a bit firmer, but they're very similar in shape. Oh, delicious. Anyway, I'm fantasising over some chickpeas. That's how exciting my life is right now. Anyway, so tonight I'm just going to chill out. I've got the washing on. The hoovering's been done, the polishing, you know, bleaching, all that kind of stuff that we do on a Sunday. Yes, us women. Oh, and men, of course. I can't be too sexist. But yeah, anyway, so there we are. That's really my exciting Sunday. And Monday is another day off work. I'm so excited. I'm meeting up with my friend Katrina in the afternoon. So yeah, pajama section will definitely be visited again. Anyway, take care, Audio Boom. Have a great Sunday, and I'll catch up with you soon.